This patient name is Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, Valdez, V-A-L-A-D-E-Z, 4/25/1926. Today is the 29th for both of these patients. This is a 99-year-old gentleman was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, lives with his daughter, Sylvia. She has three children. He's currently on hospice with history of COPD and history of multiple respiratory infections, period. Patient also has history of BPH, which he takes Proscar for, coronary artery disease, hypertension on Plavix and Norvasc, B12 deficiency, chronic anemia, chronic UTI on chronic macrodentin treatment, anxiety, Sundowner syndrome on Zoloft, period. Patient also takes Neurontin to help with the symptoms of neuropathy. Patient's medications were reviewed today, period. Patient uses a walker to get around. His bowel and bladder incontinent and uses a diaper, period. He also has issues with ADL dependency, period. He does not use oxygen, has not wanted to use oxygen in the past. His O2 sat is 95% with a pulse of 92, which O2 sat goes down to 88 with walking through the living room, period. He appears to be confused from time to time and needs to be reoriented, period. He was a civil service worker from San Antonio for almost 30 years. His wife is in a nursing home, and they've been married for 77 years at this time. His COPD is exacerbated by partial lobectomy of the left lung related to World War II injury, shrapnel injury, period. Patient's wife, daughter states that in the evening he has Sundowner syndrome, but she's been able to control his symptoms by reorienting him and using Zoloft, period. He has a PPS score of 40%. His MAC MAC is, leave it blank. Patient has also history of anxiety, which he takes Ativan for an air hunger related to his COPD. He has a 2+ edema in the lower extremity related to his pulmonary hypertension. And core pulmonale, period. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Vincent Valdez and most likely has less than 6 months to live and currently on hospice. Thank you.